You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome to your show. This is live, and I mean live, from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. We have a really good show for you today. That's right. Before we go on with the show.
Exactly.
This
we go.
Hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, let me introduce the players today. We have two co-hosts with us today. One, well, it's the birthday girl.
Yay!
Yeah, Lynn Golder. Lynn Golder, take a bow. Take a bow. Lynn Golder, take a bow. The birthday girl. Yo!
First, I have to do the official thing. Then I'll do the unofficial thing. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the December 10th, 2017, day after my birthday edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I would like to thank everybody near and far that wish me happy birthday out there in listening radio listening land, and Betty and Sherry and Sheila and Dave, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. But thank you so much.
We even had calls from the listeners.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, so thank you,
Lynn,
so much.
Yes.
And Brenda and Chris.
Very
and thank
special
you.
Birthday.
Thank you.
So that was our birthday girl, Lynn Golder. On the other side, a young man, not as good looking as my wife, but he's a nice guy. He's a co-host. He can sing
like
pretty
nice
good.
Guy.
He can play. He can play pretty good.
Yeah, and his microphone is drooping here.
He can play pretty good. His name is Dave. Big Dave, I call him.
Dave
Hildebrand.
Hey, hey, what's up, guys and gals?
He's
good to be here.
Mic.
Now, sitting next to him is another good-looking woman.
That's true.
Indeed.
Yes.
Very true.
A good-looking woman. Like, he calls him like me. I'm smart. He's smart. So he calls him the boss with the hot sauce, Miss Brenda.
My super fine wife, Brenda.
No, yes. You guys are too kind, too kind. Thank you. Joy to be here.
And behind the scenes in the peanut gallery, who's running the whole show from the captain's corners up top, looking down at all
yes.
of us, Chris Shaw.
Hey, my guy, you doing?
The man with the top hat with the three ring circus.
Marcus, give Marcus a thank you for hanging out with you for the last 7 hours.
Oh, and Marcus.
Marcus,
are you back there?
Yeah, he is.
Marcus.
You did a good job. Yeah, for 7 hours with me on the other station.
That's a long time.
Yeah, 7 hours.
I'm second of it.
You are hardcore there, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good job.
And you don't believe it?
I got to do a trivia right now because I cannot believe on the other show nobody got this. This was so stupid. I did something. I want to see if anybody got it. Hey, we're going to our first trivia right now. This is so stupid. I'm sure everybody's going to get it. And if nobody gets it,
we'll feel really on. Stupid.
Oh, here it goes.
She sounds like Emily just said.
First trivia. Ready for this? I want to know, Tina Turner was married when she first started in the singing business. She was a singer, and she married her husband.
She sang?
They were a duo one time. What was his name? I want to know what his name was.
Easy. Everybody knows that.
Now, I'm only going to give you 5 minutes to call in, and if you don't know it, I understand. Smack yourself in the head because you should be ashamed. If you know anything about music industry, if you know anything about
stupid.
Tina Turner.
You're stupid.
407. What's the phone number here? I lost it. I'm still remembering the other show.
407-894-1680.
What is it?
407-894-1680.
Yeah, I got to remember that again. 407-894-1680. Let me say it again.
Just learn Braille.
407, yeah. Very funny. 407-894-1680. I got a better chance to learn my phone number here than I do with Braille.
All right. Let's start the
dates. I'm still on dot one.
Dot one.
So what's up, Dave?
407-894-1680. That's the trivia question.
I want to know what Dave's been up to lately.
You're far
too... A lot of people don't know who you are, Dave, because you've just been recently a co-host.
I don't know who I am either, to be honest with you.
Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. I'm one of the rare native Floridians, and I'm proud to be connected with Blind and Beyond. I've been on a few times. I'm a musician, and I've been...
A wonderful musician.
Just celebrated a 10-year wedding anniversary to my sweetheart, Brenda. And let's see.
Pray for him, please.
And
a belated very, happy anniversary.
Thank you. And I'm excited to say I have, I guess you'd say, officially retired. So I retired early while I'm still young enough to be able to enjoy it. And
well, aren't you lucky?
Yeah, I get to go to the. Go to the beach in the middle of the week when the crowds are small.
He was a very hard worker. I've known him, even though we've only been married 10 years, we've known each other almost 30 years. And he was a very hard worker. He had bands he performed in, and he had a recording studio. And he would even make it to work at 8 o'clock and sit next to me at work.
At the insurance company.
Regular old...
But I'm glad to be done with it with the office hours, though. And so now more time for fun things. And
but you still work it because you're working on your music. You're always working on your music.
And plus, I'll be doing other stuff. And
coochie-moochie.
Yes, and he plays at St. Mary Magdalene.
Any time for that? Moochie-moochie-coochie-moochie.
More time for that, too. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and more time with Brenda, which is great. We'll get to travel a little bit more, maybe. And like I say,
We have a couple of callers online right now.
Great.
We have, I believe, Sheila Young from Orlando and Don Wilkerson from, where's he from?
Oh, okay, because I didn't see.
Where's Don Wilkerson from?
He's calling right here outside, right outside of Orlando with us as well.
Okay.
I thought you said right outside.
So he's right outside the door.
Who was the first caller on that trivia?
So Sheila came in first.
Okay, Sheila Young was first. Sheila Young?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How are you?
All right, how you doing? Christmas.
Hello, Sheila.
Retirement, Mr. Dave. I'm so jealous.
What's that now?
I said, how's retirement? I'm so jealous.
Oh, it's good. Well, I've only experienced it for a couple weeks now, but it has been great.
This is the second time retiring. Let's see how long this one lasts.
I'm real jealous. Anyway, it's Ike Turner.
There you go.
All right.
Ike Turner. And it took Miss Sheila Young.
And she couldn't listen to your
show. It took Miss Sheila Young approximately, how long did it take her?
About 30 seconds. About
I knew the second you said who was Tina Turner married to. It didn't take me 1 second.
Well, you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Talk to you
and
later.
And let's talk to Don while he's on the line. Don, you there?
I am definitely there, Michael. Hello to Dave and Brenda. It's funny because Dave has retired and I've started to work again.
There you go.
Congratulations. A circle of life. That's funny.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to everybody and kind of keep you up to date on what's happening with my fiance, Michael. I told you, I requested the 12th of never on your other show. And I just want you to know that she's doing a lot better. She sounds a lot more livelier, and she's in therapy now. She's in a nursing home, but hopefully in a couple of weeks she'll be back out and able to be back home again.
Well, I want to thank you for giving us a report. I also want to thank you because I forgot all about that song by Johnny Mathis, the 12th of November, and I love it. I love it. I just dedicated the song again today to my wife, and thank you for telling me about it. I forgot all about it.
Oh, it's got some beautiful words
it
to
does,
it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does, and I just want to congratulate Dave on his retirement, and what a great guitar player he is, and of course, Brenda, it's great to hear from you, too, and just want you to all know I'm listening, and I always will.
Well, thanks, Don. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Don. Yes.
Thanks for listening.
And I'm sure Dave's going to play the guitar in a little bit during the first hour, maybe even the second hour.
Did he bring his guitar?
Yeah.
I actually did, yeah.
And best wishes for
you.
And listen,
maybe
folks.
Maybe you can get him to play the 12th of Never there.
I'm sure you know that's a bit. Anyway.
Oh, we're going to
break.
Wow.
Stay tuned.
Okay, guys. From
take care, Don.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. See you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org. Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118.
1-800-878-1818. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aid.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. And if you're listening anywhere part of this country, call in. Tell us you're listening. I certainly would appreciate it. Dave Hildebrand?
That's me.
Oh, I hear. I hear my wife.
Hildebrandt.
Real pretend.
Hildebrandt.
No D in the middle. Convince him. No D in the middle.
Yeah, it's
Hildebrandt.
That's true.
Dave H.
That's me. That's me.
I'm protecting myself. Dave H.
There you go, just in case.
This is Michael. You have to pardon us. Right now, the station, the radio station, had a power failure, and we're off the air. We'll be back momentarily. Don't go away. The show will be right back. Again, the radio station is down. We'll be back shortly. Don't go away.
Hey.
Hi, Gary.
Well, I just I'm listening to you on the phone. I'm not getting you on my internet right now.
You got us tuned in on the radio, on the telephone, you say?
Yeah. I was next to talk to you while you were on the air on the internet. Then you went down. I heard that. And so I sort of hung up, and I called Chris back to tell him the internet's down. So he said, let me put you back on regular show so you can hear it.
It's either a power problem or it could be the Russians. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could be. Never know.
With the internet,
And I had to say happy belated birthday. I goofed.
Oh, for Lynn.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lynn. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
And many more.
And I want to tell you, with Turner.
Yeah?
With Tina Turner. What was your husband's last name? Eisenhower?
Ike Turner.
Ike Eisenhower?
Yeah, it could be. It could have been, but...
That's funny. We're not supposed to talk about politics.
She would have been better off if she married him, probably, because Ike Turner was a mean guy, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
David,
thank
you for letting us know. We hope we didn't lose a bunch of listeners.
That's your water.
We're
talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Take care.
Stay warm.
You too, man.
So I guess that maybe David could play for the local people.
Wait, I got Don Wilkerson, who wants to get in on the sense of smell in different places.
All right. Bring it on, Don. Tell us.
I am here, Dave. A couple of important things that you missed. First of all, on our iPhones also, we have an app that is called Blind Square. And what Blind Square does is it tells you, no matter where you're driving, it gives you the names of the places that you're passing. It will also tell you where you're located. If you shake it, it'll give you the exact address range that you're traveling on. It'll tell you what road you're on. We also have one that's called Foursquare, where you can look up any kind of restaurant in any city you're in, and it will tell you a list of restaurants. It goes by category. And so, I mean, there are just so many things, and you mentioned it again. Radio for blind people is an important asset. When you travel, it used to be when we were growing up, and Michael, you probably remember this, when we were growing up, any part of the country had different types of formats. They all didn't have the same type format. And it was always interesting to listen to radio in different parts of the country or different parts of the world.
Yes.
So now we can, of course, stream all that.
Right.
But
that's true.
It's still another important aspect, I think, that blind people enjoy when they travel.
I used to love to bring my little transistor radio, and still do sometimes, to different places.
You bet.
And hear what's going on.
It just opened up a world that we could never be a part of years ago, you know, as far as traveling and as far as, I mean, I can remember somebody asked me at church one time, they said, what is it like for you when you go on vacation as a blind person? And I said, the only thing I could do to keep from being bored before was bring my radio, but now I always know where I am. You cannot fool me now.
Right, there you go.
And what about smells? Did you have a comment about a certain city smell?
About what?
About smells. I thought you were going to say, obviously, when you go to the beach, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. And I've been to New Orleans 3 times. I've been to Vegas 5 times. And you're right. In different areas, there are different smells that you can relate to a city. And, of course, there's different types of the way those cities are constructed.
Yes.
That I've always been interested in is the layout of a city. Sure. And no matter where I go, each city is different. Jacksonville, for instance, used to be the number one, the largest city as far as land area.
Right.
I love geography. I think it's number two now, but it was number one. So there's always something unique about a different city, and it's always neat to be able to go through the history of that city and know a little bit about it before you go there.
Right. Well, speaking of Jacksonville, I know if you're driving up the coast, when you get into just get into Georgia, there's a lot of paper mills up there, and talk about some rough smells now.
Yeah, that's childhood memories.
That's a tough time going. Yeah, as soon as you go over the line, it's like, ooh.
Well, when I went to Hawaii, we flew over, we took a helicopter tour, and we flew over the volcano. And I'll tell you what, now there's a smell you'll never forget.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, my. Yeah,
never smelled a volcano before.
If you ever get to Hawaii, make sure you take that helicopter tour, because it is something you'll never forget. You don't have to see to enjoy it.
That is so awesome to hear. Thank you. That's the most important thing. I've
been trying to talk Brenda into going to Hawaii, because I went years and years ago, but just visiting friends at that point.
The unique thing about Hawaii is each island has its own personality, because they're not linked together, basically.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Each island has its own personality, and it's really amazing when you go there, and especially the history of Hawaii. You know, they have the queen and all that. You have to go to a luau. That is the number one thing you got to do. But Hawaii is a great place to visit, and it just has a rich history.
Are you listening on the phone right now to us, Don?
He has a radio.
I am right now, but I was listening to you on the radio until it went off.
No, it's back on now, according to one of our listeners.
Well, I'll turn it back on, but I just wanted to kind of weigh in on this and maybe give you some ideas, Michael, of what it does mean to travel for a blind person.
Thank you,
Don.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. David, you feel like playing a song?
Oh, why not? Sure.
All right.
It'll be my pleasure.
Thank you
so
much.
Put a smile on Lynn's face.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be good. Baby, just one sweet kiss. Baby, from your sweet lips. Baby, just want your smile. That'll make it all worthwhile. That's what I want, that's what I need. I'm satisfied. Baby, just want your smile. That'll make it all worthwhile. Baby, just want your smile. That'll make it all worthwhile. That's what I want, that's what I need. I'm satisfied, yeah. We can go walking down the lane with our head in hand. Did you know if it's gonna rain? Honey, listen to the band. Baby, just one sweet kiss. Baby, 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 from your sweet lip. Baby, just want your smile. That'll make it all worthwhile. That's what I want, that's what I need. I'm satisfied. We can go walking down a lane with our head in hand. Bet you know if it's gonna rain. Well, honey, listen to the band. I said, baby, just one quick kiss. Baby, 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 from your sweet lips.
baby, just want your smile. That'll make it all worth a while. That's what I want, that's what I need. That's what I want, that's what I need. That's what I want, that's what I need. I'll satisfy. Gotta put a smile on your face, Lynn.
Yeah.
Birthday girl.
Always. Thank you.
Oh, no worries.
Thank you. What's happening, Chris? We're back on? Okay, good. Well, David, what's your favorite type of music to play?
There are so many different kinds. I love the blues. I love reggae music, jazz. Mm-hmm.
Rock, of course.
Rock, of course. Yeah. Folk. I mean, really a lot of different stuff. And some world music, too. Spanish style music, and there's a lot of different styles of music that I'm just learning.
All right, so. Well, we're going to go to break now, Dave. When we come back, we're going to do your trivia, and I looked it up too.
All right,
some information. It's a cool topic. Thank
you. Stay tuned.
Yep, stay tuned.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
Ah!
Yes, we are. Hopefully, we're on the radio. This is your host, Michael. We got some problems here on the radio streaming. Hope they get it fixed. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, and tell us what's going on, 407-894-1680. Anybody, if you're listening outside of Orlando, would you please call us and let us know if you can hear the show? Pennsylvania, anywhere else in this country, if you can hear the show, please call us now. Please, 407-894-1680. Let us know if you can hear the show.
I think they can hear us.
And if you have snow.
Chris is reminding us to give out the 518 number.
The phone number is 518.
This is a different one.
And a different number. 518-712-0057.
Right.
That's 518-712-0057. Please call us and let us know if you can hear the show.
I should put that on Facebook for everybody, too.
Okay, please. We need to know if we're on the air, on streaming us. It's important because we had power failure in the studio and everything is screwed up. So please let us know if we're back. 407-894-1680. Appreciate a phone call.
We're broadcast on the internet, on the radio, on that telephone number. So you're bound to probably catch us on one of those, but we're hoping for all three.
We're really, really live. That's right.
So let us know.
Pinch me.
Yes.
I think I'm live.
So Dave. Tell me a little bit about you.
Listen to you.
Sorry, Michael, I had to steal your line.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I don't want to waste Dave's good song if people aren't hearing us.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I'm yours.
All right, Chris is doing, he's on the phone.
But you're also going to post the number on Facebook, which a lot of people may not know.
They can listen to the show that way.
Yes, we have Blind Radio on Facebook.
Okay, I done had four callers to call in and say that we're good.
Yippee!
Via the internet, via the 518 number, and locally. So,
right.
What about
snow? Dave's trivia.
I don't know about the snow. Now, if they got snow, then that's a problem. That's an issue on our end.
Let's do Dave's trivia because he's got all kinds of knowledge.
Yeah, Sheila, did Sheila call you back and let you know it's back?
Not yet.
All right, here we go. You ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Memories.
That's so long is only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed.
We're live on the air,
Michael. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Doubt my mind. I'm in love.
Hang on, you hear?
And yeah, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if
I
tried.
I can hear Brenda.
I thought love's more or less of you.
Oh, Sheila said yes, it's back on.
We thank you, Sheila, for the official announcement.
Thank you, Sheila, for letting us know we're back on. We had some other calls that called in. I like to talk to somebody who's having snow right now.
Me too.
I saw my favorite boardwalk in New Jersey.
Who wants to call us?
Snow.
Oh,
snow.
I thought that was beautiful.
J&E boardwalk. I saw a picture on Facebook.
I miss the snow. I'm wearing a heavy coat with I used to wear in the snow. My Eagles coat.
I like that.
Thank you very much.
Dave's got his Florida Gators coat. I should have brought my Florida State Seminoles jacket.
That's probably good enough. That's probably plenty.
That's enough, Chris.
Especially with us
talking. So the big question with this song, you probably recognize this.
However,
as being a very popular song in the 1960s by a particular group, I want to know who wrote this song and actually who also performed that particular version, because you'll recognize the voice is a little different. That kind of does give it away a little bit, but
yeah, that gave me total, because that's not the voice that I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know a group of folk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Don't give it away now.
Right.
So we want to know who wrote that song anyway.
Well, I thought Ray Charles wrote the song.
No. But I will tell you something else interesting, Chris, after we get a couple of people call and guess on this, because there's another piece of information you'll be interested in knowing about this writer, songwriter.
But I know who this artist is too, though, because I've heard the name on several occasions.
Oh yeah,
so I know both. I know both categories.
Oh yeah.
So nobody.
He wrote some crazy songs that you wouldn't expect, though. I bet.
I heard.
All right.
You can call in. Call 518-712.
That's 407-894-1618.
Nobody will answer that. That's for listening only. 518-712-0057 is a listen-only number.
Try call this. How about this number? 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Call before midnight tonight. Flash Operators are standing by.
All right.
Back when Dave was interning at the radio station here in Orlando. What were you, a whole 14 years old then, huh?
Yeah, right around that.
Brenda, you want to try the listeners information about a new advertiser?
Yeah, this is really awesome. Locally here, it's called Total Health Guidance. It says, if you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you're in pain, need help with stress management, marriage or family counseling, nutritional guidance. You prefer not to take prescribed medicines. Sorry about that. That's if you prefer not to take prescribed medicines. Check with your doctor first. And looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available now at Total Health Guidance. They're taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to the total well-being. They have massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center. And they're just a phone call away at 321-332-6984, no matter where you live. Oh, that was nice. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit www.totalhealthguidance.com. And their phone number again is 321-332-6984 for Total Health Guidance.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
You know,
so
when
much.
You get a massage, all kidding aside, and you have diabetes, you know, it helps you a lot. I don't know if you know that. Because it circulates. The more circulation you have in
that
your
means
body.
Healing. Yeah.
That's right. Most people don't know that. So Bob Hope once said, and I remember him saying this, if you get a lot of massages, you live longer.
You know what? I've
there's
got a massage scheduled for Tuesday, believe
yes,
it or
there's
not.
There's all kinds of therapeutic massages, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. I got a massage scheduled for...
Who's doing it? Your wife?
No.
A dear friend of ours.
Yes. At heart, well, anyway, here locally, but especially if you're going through any type of stress or injury, there's all kinds of different massage that you can have. Lymph gland help if you have cancer. So anyway,
we have a caller on the phone line,
and also Mike, I'm gonna give you an update. 1 minute 45 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 37-35, the Philadelphia Eagles have the ball.
Who's ahead, though?
Eagles.
The Eagles are ahead by 2 points.
The Jets lost 23-0.
Wow.
The Broncos.
All right, now let's get to our caller on the phone line, and I think she wants to light up our answers with the question that was given to us from David. Tanya from Winter Park. How you doing, Tanya?
I'm doing good.
How you
doing,
Tanya?
And I want you folks to know, I appreciate your prayers last week. I got out of the hospital in 4 days instead of the 14 the doctors thought it would take for me to recover.
Tell you, can you turn your radio down for me, please?
Yes, we can't hardly hear you.
Hold on.
Whenever you're calling the show, folks, turn your radio down or turn the computer down because we can't hear you. Because don't forget, there's a...
feedback.
Well, it's feedback, yeah, but it's also something else.
It's reverb. A delay.
There's a delay.
A reverb.
I didn't know how.
There's a delay.
So we're glad you're feeling
all
better.
Right,
that's wonderful. I bet you know who wrote that song.
Wrote it or sang it?
Wrote it.
Was that I know Mickey Dolenz and the Monkees sang it.
Right.
Very good.
But now, you go back and I can't remember both his names, the first and last name, but it's something, some kind of mouth or, and I only know it because I listen to Sirius Radio a lot, and they just talked about him, the week after I got out of the hospital.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Stupid name. Why would somebody have a name like that?
Okay. Okay. Can I give a hint? Can I give a hint?
Give a hint, buddy.
All right.
Go ahead.
Maybe somebody else's.
The gentleman went. This gentleman went out of space in the 60s, and he went and reached. He touched the moon or walked on the moon.
What?
All right.
No.
Because it's the name. I just want to. If you know that name.
You mean the first name.
Okay. Right.
The first name, yeah.
I was thinking you were...
Brother, that's a
I was thinking you were messed up there for a second.
No, the author didn't go out of space.
My mind is Alan Shepard.
Well, maybe somebody else will...
Thank you, Tanya.
We're so glad you're out and about.
All right, guys, listen, thanks a lot for prayers.
Okay, yeah.
Always.
Take care. She was wrong.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I guess...
Well, I was somewhat close, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of.
I gave a nice little description. It wasn't, you know, I was trying not to give it all.
It was an excellent story.
So if you were listening, now you know who was
Chris,
performing.
We're supposed to be a break.
Yeah,
right now.
We have
to go to break.
This power would have messed me up.
It really did. We're behind a little bit because of the power failure, guys.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Hold on to the other side.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal or spiral cut honey glazed ham meal or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides, or you can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website, catering@infiregroup.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we were just waiting for somebody to call in and give the answer to our trivia question that David presented.
This
David,
is very
like
disappointing, Lynn.
Who well, now wrote you know how I'm a Believer? Feel. I'm a Believer.
Yeah, who was the composer?
Oh, wait, we do have somebody.
Oh, wait, wait.
I think it's on the phone.
Marcus took over for me just for a minute. And I think it's our good friend. Is it that our good friend from Winter Park, Dr. Gary Sinclair? Gary?
It could be. Okay. Let's
he's
see.
Not gonna know the answer.
I don't think Gary's going to know the answer.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Is he calling for trivia? Oh, he's not calling for trivia? Okay. No, he didn't call for trivia.
Oh, okay. Doggone
probably
it.
To tell us we're back up and running.
Yeah, so probably.
Good. Yeah, probably just to tell us we're back up and running.
David, why don't you give the question out again so anybody can get
all right. The song, I'm a Believer. Very famous song in the 60s. I want to know who wrote it.
1966.
And also who, here's the same person that sang it, the original version. And
Michael's going to be surprised.
The version that you just heard.
What?
So.
It's somebody that you like wrote the lyrics.
It's not the teen.
Who do I like?
Not the teen band in the 60s. But anyway.
So it wasn't the teen
somebody
band?
Who wrote the song.
Who sang the song.
But well, David wants to know who wrote
You always... We always do who sang the song, not who
wrote
it.
Well,
there are people gave a hard thing.
Actually, you're wrong because there are several people that may have sang it, but there's two famous people that sang it. There's one group that made it very well known, and the singer is also the songwriter that you just heard here on the radio. Oh, they played his version.
In.
So let me just tell you that.
Yeah, just tell us.
Tell
me.
The songwriter is the world famous Neil Diamond.
Yep,
and
that's right.
Neil Diamond is actually the same person that
I never knew he wrote a song.
Oh, he wrote just tons and tons of songs.
Neil Diamond?
Jingles for other people. Not just did he write
No kidding.
Not just did he write that song for the Monkees that you all would be familiar with, but he also huge song in the In the 90s, there was a reggae group, UB40. He wrote Red, Red Wine that was very...
Can you play that?
...popular.
A few chords?
Is it Red, Red Wine, go to my head.
Switch it to his reggae.
Make me forget that I... Memories won't go. It'll sound like that. Anyway,
so before Neil Diamond was a singer, he was a writer?
He was. He did both, but he was a songwriter probably first.
Neil Diamond had already recorded the song before it was covered by the Monkees, and it still sometimes is performed in his live concerts.
There you go.
So
thank you, Brenda Lee.
Hey, with the Monkees.
There you go.
All right, before we get ready to go to
the top of the hour, yes.
Mike, are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Time.
All right, so game is over. The game is over.
Are you sitting down?
The St. Louis Rams did receive the ball, and they had 1 second off a punt that the Philadelphia Eagles punted the ball. All right, in the midst of them punting the ball, there was a fair catch call. And in the midst of that fair catch, the Rams got the ball on their 25-yard line, took it down the field, got intercepted because they were doing the Statue of Liberty where they kept passing the ball to each other. Philadelphia intercepted the ball and took it in for another touchdown to win the game 43-35. Was that detail for you?
Yes.
Did I scare you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I believe in my Eagles.
Carson Wentz.
Because I'm from City of Brotherly Love. But I heard along the way that – my Wentz got hurt.
He got hurt. He was eligible to walk off. It looked like it could be something with a minor MCL or MCO or something of that caliber. So Nick Foles came in at the rest of the game and finished out the rest of the game.
All right.
See, I'll pay attention to the Eagles.
All right. Thank
Looks
you,
like
thank
we're
you.
Going to the top of the hour.
We're going
Michael.
To the top of the hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up in the second hour.
Stay tuned
for Blind and Beyond.